This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome along to it, the podcast. Your word for tomorrow and letter, W for whiskey. I think W is always a good one. I feel like it's limited options, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And so far, just looking at the list, I think very, very, very doable, if I'm being honest. Let's go with this one. Starting with the letter W for whiskey. Name me an insect.
Water dragon.
What's a water dragon? I'm not going to say it's not a thing because I don't know. Not on my list, but. Water dragon.
Yeah, it's like a lizard, but I don't know if it's an insect. It's like pretty
big. That's a lizard. Yeah,
it's a lizard.
It's a lizard. Yeah, no, not an insect. Looking for a wasp or a weevil?
Oh, weevil. What weevil. Are weevils, by the way?
They're gross. That's what they are. They get into your rice and stuff.
Weevil?
I'm wearing my shirt right now. It says very nice, very evil. I should change it to very weevil. And then, I don't know. They're gross. What are they?
Speaking of like worm-like things, because I think they're worm-like, right?
No, they're kind of like stink bugs if they look like anything. Yeah, but I mean, Heidi Klum, who needs the segue? Just go for it.
Heidi Klum's costume.
Fantastic.
I can't get enough. And you know what? I just appreciate someone that commits, and no one commits harder than her at Halloween.
And also like the fact that like, let's be honest, she's a supermodel. She's 100% like outstanding, stunning. And so on that day, she goes, you know what? I'm going to dress up as a giant worm.
Like
full respect.
She's one of the most glamorous women in the world. So she goes from like, talk about one end of the spectrum to the other. She goes from the most glamorous to a worm wriggling around on the ground.
Yeah.
And what a great worm. And you know what? I love the theatrics. We're just looking at the video now of her actually like, but you know what's funny? So when it's on a red carpet, right, it's not like a show where you can, you know, do your thing and then disappear behind a curtain.
No.
You're like front and center. So she throws herself on the ground and then her husband's got this like pretending to like catch her as like bait, right?
Yeah.
So then there's like they do their thing. The cameras go crazy. Then there's this awkward moment where he has to help her up because obviously she's got no arms and legs.
She should have just done the worm and got out of
look
there.
At her, but wait for him.
She's so gross.
So
it looks
awkward.
So gross.
Do you know? Oh, I have
she's
to
done a
tell
great
you
job,
this. This
but it looks
cracked
so
me
gross.
Up. So I took a screenshot of it and I sent it to my friend just thinking she'll appreciate a good costume.
Yep.
And we're going back and forth and my friend, you know what my friend thought she was?
Don't say a penis.
No.
Thank God.
She thought that she was dressed up as, by the way, very niche reference. She thought that Heidi Klum for Halloween has gone as that bit that you pick off at the side of your thumb.
Oh, a bit of skin there.
She had dressed up as the bit of skin. She goes, oh, I know what that is. She's that bit of skin on your thumb.
No, I can see that because she has a little bit hanging out.
That.
Yeah.
Gross. I was like, you know what? I mean, have we confirmed it's a worm? I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. And the whole world just went with
worms.
Jeez,
it smarts when you rip it off too hard and you get a bit of it. Oh, is that like one of the worst pains
in the
world?
It's like half your body comes off.
You turn, you are like a human jumper. Just pulling at the string and unraveling from that thing.
Oh,
I hate
that
it.
Is gross.
I've got a bit of dry skin around my nails at the moment.
Oh, no, why are we doing this?
Just a little bit. Because I had that hole in my hand, remember, when I was doing my gardening? I didn't want to bring that up. Who brought that up? But, it's
you have very soft-looking hands.
I do.
They are not working man's hands.
No, they are not. And I'm proud of it. My dad had calloused hands, and I was just like, I don't want none of that. He also had very dark tan legs, and that's why I never wear shorts. I just want to be the opposite, you know? I want to be like a working class, like, businessman.
I got my nails done. They didn't last one day.
That's soft hand there, right?
That is a soft hand.
It's a soft hand.
You could almost be a hand model.
I can't.
You know you can get Botox in your hands?
I need to cut my nails. Botox in your hands, what's that going to do? Tightening up your hands?
Yeah, because
I
have...
No need. Look at how tight that is.
So look at my hands, right? If you can't see my body or my face, how old do you think I look?
Oh, that's a loaded question. But yeah, look, not as sprightly as 34.
I've always had old lady hands.
Yeah, those Sarah Jessica Parker hands. Almost like raptor claws. No, not yours. Yours aren't that bad.
They
but hers, hers look like they belong in a birdcage and she's just hanging from them. So brutal. So brutal. My wife's got nice hands as well, actually.
Hands are everything, aren't they?
I want to see Bailey's hands now. Our producer make it weird. I guess she's got probably good hands.
Bailey would have the best hands.
You reckon,
and
Bailey?
The other day I noticed she was wearing red nail polish. They looked beautiful. Because remember, we were talking about that
yesterday.
You can get that on the podcast too, about the red nail theory.
Oh, God. Now producer Bailey's in the spotlight. She's not coming in. All right, well, we're going to go off and look at Bailey's hands. You have yourself a good one. Enjoy the podcast. Block, it all wraps up this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Of course, perfect time for it with a big auction. And joining us now, Tom and Sarah Jane. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we?
Well, how are you guys? What an episode. Monday it was. What an amazing episode. Yeah. And congratulations on the win, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pretty surreal. Sat down and watched it ourselves. It was really cool to see, actually. It was good.
Yeah, it was amazing to relive it.
Now, be honest, have you sold the car or did you keep it?
Oh, we haven't got it yet, to be honest.
No.
Why is that?
Yeah, you don't get it until your episode airs. So there's no, you know, leaking of who wins what.
Oh, that actually does make sense.
Yeah, that does actually.
But the episode's been to air now.
We don't know what we're going to do.
Driving around Gladdy in a wild track.
I loved your real emotion, Sarah Jane. I feel like when you at the start, you're screaming, you're all happy. And then when it really kicked in, you started crying. I'm like, that's exactly the right way to feel.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. Like, you're just, like, so excited. I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, after a while, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, that's actually ours. And then you're just, like, so thankful. I was, like, so emotional because our landscaping team worked so hard for us to do that. And then it was, like, to win. And it was just the last, you know, week. I was just like, oh, my God, I love my life. Thank you.
I have to say your landscaping was absolutely incredible. It did just kind of look like a vineyard. You had so much going on. I'm like, this is going to be a professional business. Forget about it actually being a home.
There was a lot. Our landscapers went above and beyond for us, and they started before anyone else's landscapes. And there wasn't anything that was just plonked in the middle of nowhere. Everything was tied in. So what viewers didn't really get to see was how well it was tied in with each part of each bit of landscaping, whereas the boys looked really good on TV, but there was no tie from one part to another. It was just a tennis court plonked out at the back of the land. There was no stairs to get there. There was no walkway to get there. Viewers seemed to think that the boys had the best, and that did look great on TV, but I think ours just had a real good connection from place to place, and I think that's what, you know, helped get us a win too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, speaking of a win, it must have been pretty good to get the car because at least you know you've secured something from this year's block because, you know, with a price guide of $4 million to $4.4 million, that's going to be quite a tall order. How are you guys feeling going into auction day? We did see the New Zealand block kind of not really have a great outcome for the contestants.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not lost on us that we've, like, you know, got an $80,000 car. We're so, so grateful because I don't think every house is going to sell. And I think if they do, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of profit for everybody. And that's going for our house as well. Mm. The buyers don't seem to be there at this stage for many houses. So it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and there's so much strategy going into it as well. I remember last year with Ronnie, they were like, oh, do we go first? Do we go last? And, like, they ended up going first. And I think that was, like, one of the big things that cost them from winning the whole show.
Yeah, well, they still won $300,000 and had a bloody breakdown over it. So, I mean, if I won $300,000, I'd be over the moon. I mean, how greedy do people need to be? $300,000 is bloody life-changing.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Well, it's the honest truth.
I'd be totally
blessed. There's no other show in the world or Australia, reality show, that for coming fifth place you win $300,000, is there?
That is true.
That is true. What is that magic number in mind that you guys have where you're like, if I make this, I'm happy?
What we lost going on to the show.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like if you break even, but in saying that, we won a car, and our worst case scenario is we sell the car and we get what the car's worth and we move on with our life. But we're lucky that whilst on the show, we made the effort to actually have fun and enjoy the show, because the last thing you'd want is to go on a show that 50 other thousand people applied for, have a really crap time, and then come auction day and you make no money. Like, I know there's going to be contestants that this can happen to. So at least we had a good time, and whatever happens, happens. It's out of our control.
Yeah.
I felt like that was kind of a little bit of a jab at Sharon and Enka there.
No, it wasn't. I know we had the best time.
If we walk away with nothing, like, we had a really good time.
Oh,
and
we
will take that from it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to watching it. It's all about the block. 7 o'clock this Sunday. You can catch up on 9 now as well for the block auctions. Tom, Sarah Jane, in all seriousness, good luck to you guys. I hope you win it.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Fingers crossed.
But right now, I've got to admit to something that makes me look a bit foolish. And I'm just going to say it, put it out there, own it, and then move on.
Will we?
Had a big weekend over the weekend. Yep. Had a big one. Had a lot of fun. Had an Oktoberfest celebration. I did mention a little bit about that on Monday. I wasn't quite ready to bring this story to air, but today I am. So, had a big one. Fun fact about Alan, when I like to have a bit of fun and I get tired, for some reason, my body, I turn into like a killer whale and I like hydration, i.e. showers or baths. Quite often, after a big night, you might find me in one of those, having a good old, you know, relaxation.
A bath. Who like goes out and then comes back and runs a bubble? I mean, I'm not against it.
I love
it
baths.
It sounds amazing and live your best life. But who's got the coordination for that?
Well, obviously not me, because had one of those moments. Drink responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. That is the takeaway. Fell asleep in the shower, blocked the drain with my body in the shower, and then blocked the drain outside the bathroom with the towel that I'd put down to walk on after the shower. And flooded the entire bedroom.
Wow.
And when I say flooded, I flooded the entire bedroom. So that morning.
Lucky too. You're lucky that you didn't.
Oh, could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. Once again, drink responsibly. Flooded the whole thing, the whole situation. It is all wet. I woke up early hours of the morning going, oh no. Who knew? Actually, I think my wife woke me up and told me that.
So, you know, it's bad when your foot squishes under the carpet.
Oh, yeah, and
splashes. Because I assume you've got carpet.
Yeah, it's carpet. So the next day, that's the Sunday, I had to get one of those carpet cleaner things that suck all the water out.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to do, actually. I had no idea. Luckily, Julia's more sound of mind than me. She's just like, get one of these things, hire that, and we'll, you know, we're going to be quick.
Oh, and there would have been a tone about that, too.
We're like, going to act quick. No, she was actually pretty cool about it. She'd made her own mess, so it was all good.
Wow.
So I'm straight to work on that, and literally over the past few days, that's all I have been doing. I've been sucking all the water out of it. I've been laying towels down, bar carb soda, everything that I can possibly do is what I've been doing. And this morning, for the first time, I walked over the carpet and it is dry. It doesn't smell musty. I think I beat the mold. And my God, what a costly, time-consuming experience. And Julia and I, for the past few nights, have been now moved our bed to the lounge.
Oh,
and we are sleeping in the lounge. Winston, who normally sleeps, we close the door on him so he can't sleep with us. He's loving it. He's loving sleeping with us.
Your wife is a saint, because if that is Russell, wow, that is a different story.
No, it's good. We've embraced it. It's good. We can watch TV because we don't normally have a TV in the bedroom. So we're watching TV every night before going to bed. It's nice.
Is this how you're going to live going forward?
No, absolutely not. So, yeah, just thought I'd get that off my chest. That's out and about.
So Friday's Live is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, sure is. And I'll be drinking the soda waters.
Will you?
I don't even want water in my life right now. I don't want no water. Oh, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. What's going on?
I'm just laughing at the conversation we were having off air, which we're bringing it on air
right now. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're still debating over the junk cupboard, junk drawer, the fact that you are a hoarder. It is obvious.
I was just watching you sweat during our chat off air, talking about how I've just got junk piled in every drawer.
It's insane.
Every nook and cranny in my house.
I think you need help, man. And I feel sorry for Russell because he's kind of like me. He likes to be neat and organized.
Neat freak, yeah.
I was literally just telling you that with my wife, I literally went through her drawers where her clothes are kept and went through every single one of them and helped clean it out because I put her washing away and I was like, this is like a mess. It's too much stuff.
Yeah. Well, I feel like everyone does have that dedicated junk drawer. Some maybe take it a little further than others. But the one thing we cannot agree on, Alan, there's many things when it comes to this topic, but the one thing we can't agree on is where the junk drawer is, because for me, it is the third drawer, no question.
In the kitchen, it's the bottom drawer. For me, it's the fourth drawer down. It is the bottom drawer. It's got warranty cards in there. It's got Allen keys, like you mentioned before. It's got all sorts of random trash, random light bulbs.
Why would you put the last drawer? Because you've got to reach all the way down.
But you don't need it. That's why it's the junk drawer.
Yeah, that is true. What if you need an Allen key or a pamphlet?
I've got a proper Allen key, like set in the with all the other tools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are like the ones that I'm like, for some reason, I haven't thrown away. I'm going to clean out the drawer when I get home. It's already giving me anxiety. But we want to open up on 131060. What is the junk drawer in the house? For me, bottom drawer. For you, third drawer. And for producer Bailey, because obviously something's
this
going on.
This is psychotic.
Second drawer.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Like, where does she put a potato masher?
I don't know. But I'm going to have to talk to Bailey after the show as well, actually. Christy from Kalgoorlie. But for you on 131060, which is the junk drawer?
Well, you know those like awkward little cupboards like some kitchens have, like the little corner ones?
Yeah.
It's a junk cupboard.
No.
Oh, okay. Girl after my own heart.
No.
Like it's got like pens and if I'm quickly cleaning up and something doesn't have a home, I just throw it in there. No.
I love that. And I bet you it doesn't all the way close at this point, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Mm, yeah, I know the feeling. Yep. Yeah.
You clean it out.
No, that's.
But you know what?
That second drawer thing,
Oh, Chrissy, hey, I don't know if you can throw stones.
Here's a little hoarder hack for you, because you sound like a hoarder like me.
No, I don't. No hacks.
You know what you do? You get those childproofing cupboard lock things, because they keep them shut and you can shove all the stuff in there.
Sure
and
do.
Then some. Yeah, see? From one hoarder to another. Perfect.
But maybe because I have little kids as well, so they get.
Oh, well, yeah. See, I don't have an excuse.
I can't with both of you. Christy, no. No. Clean out that cupboard, Christy, for God's sakes. And Carly, clean out your life. And Bailey, grow up. Second drawer is insane. And let's go to the world of TikTok for half a second to talk about a brand new trend called Masterminds. What if I told you none of it was accidental? Now, that is the Taylor Swift song, of course, of the same name, that people are using to reveal kind of the techniques behind capturing a man. I haven't seen too many guys do it.
It doesn't have to be a man.
It doesn't. But I've seen mainly a lot of women confessing to some of the things they've done. Let's just dive a little bit into the lyric to set this up as well of the song and why they're using this one. It says, what if I told you none of it was accidental and the first night that you saw me, nothing was going to stop me. I laid the groundwork and then just like clockwork, the dominoes cascaded in. What if I told you I'm a mastermind? Kind of creepy.
When you put it in that context, yes, but I'm all about masterminding a man or a woman or a relationship because I myself am a masterminder. I remember when I first saw Russell, I was like, yep, that's my man. And then I masterminded him.
Well, some of them like are innocent stories, like this one here. One time I had a crush on a guy and I overheard his sister say his favorite dessert was banana pudding. So the next time I talked to him awkwardly, I said, my favorite dessert is banana pudding. And he just said, oh, okay. And then we never talked about it again. Mastermind girls get it.
Okay. So this is where I don't agree with masterminding. If you flat out deceive or lie to get someone, that is just wrong.
No, that is the whole trend.
But if you put a man plan in place a man plan or a lady plan, whichever way you're inclined. If you just put in a plan.
A wham bam plan.
A wham bam plan.
Thank you, man plan.
Then there is absolutely nothing wrong with that because I feel like, and I have this all the time with my single girlfriends where they'll meet someone, they'll like them, but then they refuse to be proactive about it. And they're like, I don't know why I'm still single. I'm like, well, you know what? If you want a promotion at your job, you know what you're going to need to do. You know the ladder that you need to climb and you know the steps you need to take. So you do that to get a promotion. Why is it any different with pursuing a relationship with someone?
Why haven't you blinked in 3 minutes?
I'm so passionate about this topic. I'm so passionate about it.
There's a few on there that are definitely worth mentioning. I like the one that basically she said that he kind of thought they met accidentally at a nightclub, but she had been stalking his Facebook and seen that he'd been checking in all day to different places. So when she saw that he was at the club, she just happened to bump into him.
Okay, that's borderline stalking.
What about this one? I met my husband-to-be on a college tour. He started talking about Twitter. Long story short, I'd already been following him for years. I had to quickly unfollow him and then refollow him so he wouldn't know that I already knew him as the tour guide for the college.
See, that's kind of admiring someone from afar. I think if you've got good intentions.
All right, last one. And this is legit kind of like, this is my favorite one, actually. I enjoy this one more than anything. And should I set it up with a bit of the music in the background as well? Just to really, here we go. I found this band on Spotify that I love so much that I listen to their songs 50 times a day for a month. And then I thought, hey, the singer's voice is raspy and hot. And I looked him up. He was my dream man. So I shamelessly played one of his songs on the background of one of my stories and tagged them. Then he messaged me about it and we planned a date. So I memorized every word to all his songs and made very slight references to them on the date, even though I told him I didn't really know anything about his music. And now I've been dating for 2 years.
Oh, see, that's a nice man plan. I like that.
It's a little bit intense.
It's a little intense.
It's a little intense. Yeah. Julie didn't do this with me. Guarantee. I might have done it for her if I looked into it. Please still join by psychic Alison Maiden. You can get more details at alisonmaiden.com. And of course, heading back to WA in May next year, which is very exciting. And Alison, you ready to answer some questions?
Absolutely.
Imagine if you said no. I always just imagine you go, actually, you know what? Change your mind. I'm good. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Well, we've got an empty segment. Let's kick it off. We've got Brooke from Bunbury on the line. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Yeah, hi. So I've kind of taken a bit of a leap in faith and straight into the deep end. And I basically just want to know if I'm on the right track and I've made the right decision.
Oh.
Gosh. Okay, Brooke. I'm feeling very, I'm probably feeling your anxiety with this answer, but I am feeling a little anxiousness around this. Look, it's exciting, and that's the most important thing you've got to remember, is that if you sit still too long in your life, you'll just stagnate and nothing will happen. The universe gives you what you're putting out, my love. So I do see a lot of happy times ahead. Ooh, yes, this is looking good.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Like, okay, there's just one thing you have to let go of, and that would be a bit sad, you know? Like, it's there's one thing you have to let go of, and that will be sad for you to do that in order to move forward into your new venture here. But I'm just seeing there's money, there's success, there's a nice fella. It looks like there's lots of happiness around you, but you'll be a little bit sad because you do have to let go of something. There's a small sacrifice that needs to be made. It's not big. It will pass quickly. Nothing major.
That's good. That's the most nicest reading ever done, Elsa May.
I'm being very gentle today.
Yeah, Brooke.
Mark is doing all the work for me, so there you go.
You just hit the jackpot, right, Brooke. Thanks for your question. Let's go to Linda in Bunbury. Linda, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, Alison. How are you today?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Good. I've reconnected with a long lost partner from about 30 years ago. And I'm just wondering, is there anything there?
Oh. Okay. Can I just ask, I don't know if this is someone now or someone past, but I've got the name Peter. Peter is coming through real strong at the moment. Do you have a Peter either past or here?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, the name Peter is so strong. It's right in my head. It's ringing through my ears at the moment. Do you know, I think that this current situation is just a finishing off situation for you, darling. It's like you've got to just go in there, do whatever it is that needed to be done that wasn't done before, if you get the grip. And then I've got to be careful how I word this on radio.
Please don't.
And then you're moving forward into a new relationship. I would definitely look out for a Peter. They're screaming at me, Peter.
Oh,
so, okay. And I think if you continue down a path with Mr. Long Ago, you'll end up sad again. So just be aware of that, okay? But do whatever it is you need to do to finish that one off, and look out for Peter. It's got great legs.
Great legs. Okay. All right, Linda, well, have fun with...
Hello, Pete.
Yeah, Carly, our last caller.
Okay, Sue from Esperance, what's your question for psychic Alison Maiden?
I just wanted to ask, with health issues, will my husband and I be able to enjoy our retirement dreams?
Oh.
I think someone's in for a new hip, love. I've got this feeling of mobility issues.
Okay.
But in saying that, I do actually get that you're going to be okay after that, do you know? So it's worthwhile getting it done. Has it happened already? Is it you that's got the hip issue?
A couple of falls.
Okay. So new hip on the way.
There's going to be, but I feel like that's actually the beginning of a new time in your life. Like, don't look at it as a negative, because everything's going to, you know, branch out. And they're saying, make sure you spend the money. So make sure you enjoy everything and don't hold back. Don't be thinking, oh, you know, I might live to 100 and so I've got to have money in the bank. Just, you will live a long time, but just make sure that you enjoy it, you know. Just enjoy it. And it does look like there's lots of celebration around. And I think you're going to hear about a family member inviting you to a wedding very soon, because there's a big celebration.
That sounds lovely.
It does. And if you need someone to donate some cash to offload, I know a guy. So happy to help.
Enjoy the new hip.
Enjoy the, but cha-cha in no time.
Shakira.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.